Pump down control and the pump down cycle. How pump down control uses a liquid line solenoid and the low pressure switch to clear refrigerant out of the evaporator before the compressor stops, preventing off-cycle migration and startup flood back. The difference between single and recurring pump down, and how to pump a system down for service. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Pump down is a control strategy that gets the refrigerant out of the low side before the compressor shuts off. Instead of stopping the compressor directly when the thermostat is satisfied, you close a liquid line solenoid valve LLSV first. With the liquid feed shut, the compressor keeps running and pumps the evaporator and suction line nearly empty, pushing that refrigerant into the condenser and receiver on the high side. Once the low side is drawn down, the low pressure switch opens and stops the compressor, now sitting with very little refrigerant left in the cold part of the system. There are two reasons techs love this. 1. It's a control method that prevents off-cycle migration and startup floodback. 2. Pumping down is also how you trap the charge in the high side to open the low side for service. Same idea, two uses. How it works. As a running control, the pump down cycle, the temperature control box thermostat or case controller is satisfied to it closes the liquid line solenoid instead of cutting the compressor. The compressor keeps running with no liquid coming in. It evacuates the evaporator and suction line, sending refrigerant to the condenser slash receiver. Low side pressure falls. When it hits the low pressure cutout, the LP switch opens the compressor circuit and the compressor stops. The low side now holds only a low pressure and almost no liquid. There's nothing to migrate to the cold evaporator during the off cycle. On the next call for cooling, the control opens the solenoid, low side pressure rises, the LP switch closes, and the compressor restarts into a system that has no liquid slug waiting for it. Why this protects the compressor? During a long off cycle, refrigerant naturally migrates to the coldest, lowest pressure spot and condenses there, often the evaporator or the compressor crankcase it loves cold oil. At the next start, that liquid gets swept into the compressor as a slug, washing the oil and slamming the valves. Pump down empties the low side first, so there's little refrigerant left to migrate, and the start is dry. Single vs recurring pump down. Single non-recurring pump down. The system pumps down once when satisfied, the LP switch stops the compressor, and it stays off until the temperature control calls again, which reopens the solenoid. The compressor won't restart on pressure alone during the off cycle. Recurring continuous pump down. Even while the box is satisfied and the solenoid is closed, if low side pressure creeps back up a little seepage past the solenoid, ambient warming the lines, the LP switch closes and the compressor runs a short pump down again to re-clear the low side, then stops. It keeps the low side empty through the whole off cycle. The trade-off is occasional short pump down bumps. This is common on systems where migration is a real risk. In the field, reading a pump down system. Find the liquid line solenoid in the liquid line, usually near the coil slash fixture, and confirm it's energized to open slash de-energized to close with the temperature control. Identify the low pressure switch wired to stop the compressor and know its cutout slash cut-in settings. Watch a normal shutdown. Temperature satisfied, you should hear slash see the compressor keep running, while suction falls to LP cuts the compressor at the bottom. If the compressor stops immediately on satisfaction, it may not be set up for pump down or the solenoid slash LP wiring is wrong. Pumping a system down for service, front seat the receiver slash close the king valve or close the LLSV manually. Close the liquid feed manually, close the solenoid's upstream valve. Front seat the receiver outlet slash king valve or de-energize the solenoid. Let the compressor run and watch the low side gauge fall. Stop the compressor at a low but positive pressure. Do not pull the low side into a vacuum. A vacuum sucks air slash moisture in through any seal and reads as a leak. A few PSI positive is the target, not zero. The charge is now trapped in the condenser slash receiver. The low side is safe to open for service. Normal values and targets. Low pressure cutout control pump down, set so the compressor stops once the low side is reasonably evacuated. Typically a low positive suction pressure that corresponds to a saturated temperature below the box slash evaporator temperature, so the switch actually trips. Exact set point follows the application and refrigerant. Cut-in differential. Spread above cutout so the compressor doesn't short cycle. On recurring pump down, the differential is what governs how often the off-cycle bumps run. Service pump down target. Stop at a few PSI positive. Never a vacuum. You want all liquid pushed forward without opening the system to atmosphere through a vacuum. Off-cycle low side pressure stays low and stable on a healthy pump down. A steady climb means seepage past the solenoid. Recurring pump down will rerun. Single pump down will sit until temp calls. Representative, Confirm switch settings against the equipment and refrigerant. Common faults and what they mean. Compressor short cycles on the low pressure switch, the classic running on pump down and won't stop bumping. A leaking liquid line solenoid refrigerant seeps past while closed, pressure climbs. LP closes, it pumps down again. Repeat, too tight an LP differential or a control wired for recurring pump down with a leaky solenoid. Fix the solenoid or widen the differential. Compressor won't start locked out on low pressure. Solenoid not opening on the call failed coil. No signal. Stuck valve, so the low side never repressurizes and the LP switch never closes. Also low charge or a closed service valve left front seated after work. Flood back at startup despite pump down. Solenoid leaking by during off cycle refilling the evaporator. Pump down not actually configured. Or the compressor stopping before the low side is cleared. Check solenoid seat and the shutdown sequence. Pumped into a vacuum during service, now leaks. Air slash moisture pulled in through a seal when the low side went below atmospheric. Recover, evacuate properly, and stop at positive pressure next time. Box satisfied but compressor keeps running. Solenoid not closing, stuck open slash miswired, so there's no pump down event. The system runs as a straight thermostat cut machine, defeating migration protection. Tech tips and gotchas. A short cycling on LP compressor usually means a leaking liquid line solenoid. It's the number one pump down complaint. The valve seeps, pressure rebuilds, the LP switch keeps restarting the compressor. Confirm the solenoid actually seats before chasing the pressure switch. Never pump the low side into a vacuum for service. Below atmospheric, any imperfect seal pulls in air and moisture, and then you'll spend the afternoon finding a leak that's really inbound air. Stop at a few PSI positive. Pump down is migration insurance. It exists because liquid migrates to the cold low side and into the compressor crankcase during long off cycles. If a compressor keeps dying from flood back, verify pump down is actually configured and working, not just present on paper. Single vs recurring is a real design choice. Recurring keeps the low side empty all off cycle but accepts periodic short pump down bumps. Single stays off until temperature calls. Know which one you have before you fix the bumping. Recurring bumping can be normal, but bumping plus a leaky solenoid is not. Solenoid energized equals open is the usual convention. Lose the coil signal and the valve closes failsafe, which can look like no cooling when it's really a control slash wiring problem upstream of the valve. After a service pump down, don't forget to backseat slash reopen valves. A king valve or service valve left front seated keeps the system locked down and the compressor starved, and looks like a no cool callback. Safety slash code notes. Pump down for service traps the charge in the high side under pressure. The condenser slash receiver are pressurized. Relieve and handle per EPA section 608. Recover, don't vent when opening the high side. The low pressure switch is a control and, in pump down systems, a safety against running in deep vacuum. Don't jumper it to force a compressor to run. Suction lines and the low side run cold during pump down. Service connections can frostbite. Protect skin. A compressor short cycling on pump down stresses the motor and contacts. Correct the cause promptly. Repeated rapid starts shorten compressor life.